Warning, this podcast is intended for a mature audience only. Recollect high school and college. Think about when the vibrant vulgarities from everyone around you started to diffuse into your vocabulary. Remember hearing that brand new swear word in the dining hall and thinking to yourself, there's no way that anyone before our generation has sworn like this, and that you and your friends were creating new profanities? Well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but these profanities and insults date way back. The ancient Romans, especially the writers, were champions of swear words and insults. The Roman poet Catullus was absolutely no exception to this. Catullus's poem 16 is the pinnacle of his vulgarity. Opening the poem with the Latin, "Pedicab ego vos et irumabo," which translates to, "I will fuck your ass and rape your face," is possibly the most aggressive way that Catullus could have addressed two of his colleagues, Aurelius and Furius. Although it's easy to get caught up in the profanities of this poem, it helps to provide a rich insight into not only Catullus's life, but also the history of the Roman culture. In Catullus's poems 15 and 21, Aurelius makes other appearances. In these poems, Catullus is warning Aurelius that he knows about his sexual advances on Juventus, Catullus's lover boy. Here, in poem 16, Catullus is again calling out Aurelius for these advances. Catullus is also telling Aurelius and Furius that they've offended him, and even worse, they've confused his life and his art, which Catullus goes on to say should be separate, because it is fitting that a pious poet himself be modest, but not necessarily his verses. Some scholars state that Catullus is friends with these two, because he entrusted them to deliver a breakup message to his ex-lover Lesbia. But here, in poem 16, Catullus's language exclaims otherwise. The word irumare, to orally defile, appears 8 other times in Catullus's work, but pedicare, to sodomize, only 1 other time, indicating that this really is a special occasion, and Catullus is breaking out the colorful language to finally tell off Aurelius and Furius. Additionally, the fact that pedicare is the very first word in the poem illustrates that Catullus is done joking around. This hard P in pedicare, enunciated with the hard P's in patike and parampudicum, connect them all together to the undertone of the poem. Historically speaking, parampudicum carried a negative and emasculating connotation. So here, Catullus is threatening to emasculate Aurelius and Furius for what they've done, which is very clear in the first and last line of this poem. So, Catullus threatens to sodomize and orally defile these two men, but why is that not emasculating for him, too? In Roman culture, sex was not as stigmatized as it is now. Sure, adultery was still a sin, sex slaves and prostitutes weren't really regarded as upstanding citizens, but sex was a great commodity. It was even encouraged and commended between beautiful people, regardless of being a man or a woman. It wasn't uncommon for a prosperous man, such as Catullus, to have several lovers, male and female. In the Roman culture, male-on-male intercourse was only considered degrading for the male receiving the act. The active position carried no stigma. So in fact, Catullus having many lovers and sodomizing Aurelius and Furius helped him bolster his masculinity. Aurelius has not only made sexual advances towards Juventus, but together Aurelius and Furius have insulted Catullus's verses, and even worse, they've confused the true meaning of them. Catullus wrote many soft and mushy kiss poems to his loves, notably poems 5 and 7 for his female lover Lesbia, and poem 48 for his lover boy Juventus. Aurelius and Furius read these kiss poems and therefore think that he's less of a man. So now Catullus fires back, threatening to defile every bit of masculinity that they have, while boosting his own. This poem is very interesting because it's unlike a lot of Catullus's other poems, which often revolved around love and sappy emotions. But beyond these obscenities that make this poem stand out, Catullus is really stating why his poems received the praise that they did. That's not because, as this poem will so kindly put it, they're able to turn on some horny teenage boys, but because they're able to excite the old, hairy men who can't even turn themselves on. Or simply because Catullus didn't write modestly. He wasn't afraid to appeal to the masses by writing about his emotions because he knew that that's what the readers would want to read, and because that's what would capture the attention of all. And now, the poem in Latin. Pericab ego vos et io rumabo, aureli paticet, cinaide fiori, qui mex versiculis meis putatis, quod sunt muliculi parum puricum. Nam castum esse decet piam poetam ipsum, versiculus nihil neces est. Qui tum denique abent salamac liporum, si sunt moliculiac parum pudici, et quod prioriat incitare possunt, non dico pueris, sed his pilosis qui doros nequeant moere lumbos. Vos, quod milia multa basiorum legistis, male me marum putatis? Pericab ego vos et io rumabo. And now, an English translation. I will fuck your ass and rape your face. Aurelius, you sodomite. Furious, you pussy. You think that I'm indecent because my poems are somewhat soft? I'll tell you what. A true poet himself must be modest, but not necessarily his poems. These are the same poems which have the salt and the excitement, even if they're somewhat soft, to turn on not only boys, but the hairy men who can't even turn themselves on. You too. Because you read my kiss poems, do you really think that I'm unmanly? I'll show you just how manly I am. I will fuck your ass and rape your face.